All right, welcome back to another episode of AD Presents, a podcast for the people, with your host, Apollo PN.
It's your boy, Dean Range, in the building.
And if you're just now listening to a podcast and you're wondering who's AD and what's they're presenting, so AD is the initial of both our monikers.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, so I'm A and he's D.
D Range, not me.
Yeah, so I'm Apollo, he's D Range, and so like... two of us, and then comes AD.
The two combined, and we are Super Saiyan.
Yeah, and then this is a podcast for the people.
Put some more enthusiasm in your voice, bro. Say it like you mean it, man.
I meant everything.
We present as... well, AD presents, now I'm saying, a podcast for the people.
Yeah. You ever smash a female homie?
No, I have not.
Me neither.
Where did that come from? That was mad random.
I don't think I smashed a homie. I smashed a girl that I was acquainted with.
Yeah, that's different from a homie.
Yeah, I haven't smashed a homie.
Okay. Where did that come from? Like,
cause you know, I want to smash a homie.
Oh, shut up! Oh, this is
no. Oh, not okay. A homie. Not a homie. She's not a homie.
Okay,
she's not a homie.
Well,
you know what? She's still in the criteria of acquaintance because it's not like shit hasn't gone way too. Like, I wasn't all of it like in her feelings, like in her crying on my shoulder.
Does she listen to this?
No.
Okay.
No. All right. It's not like I'm pursuing it. It's not like I ever hit her up like, oh, I want to smash.
Okay.
It's just the idea is like, yo, if I'm given the opportunity, I would knock that shit down.
Okay. Well, do your thing, bro.
No, like I said, I haven't pursued it. Like, you know, it's like all right.
If it presented itself, you would hop on like a leap.
Like, say it's like, I'm just chilling at the crib. I don't know. I'm never really over. Never been to a crib. You know, but if I'm over at the crib, you know, and it's a Tuesday after, you know, Tuesday night. And, you know, she's... you know, start rubbing on the leg and shit like that, and you know, think shit went left.
Yeah.
Actually not left. Shit went right.
Yeah.
And then it's like, all right, and I'm digging her in. I'm digging her down.
Yes.
Yeah, I would do it. But like at the same time, I'm the type of guy. Like I said before, they all leave me.
Well, I see nothing wrong with it. If that's what you want to do and the opportunity presents itself, then jump on it. Me personally, any of the women that are classified as homegirls, I cannot see myself doing it.
I mean, I really have few girls I classify as homegirls. I just like, yeah, she's cool. Like, the cool is more so like, she hasn't got on my nerves yet. And I respect her.
Oh my gosh.
She cool.
I mean, yo, man.
She cool.
Hey, whatever works for you, bro.
You know, I don't really, you know, do all the extra shit, but you know how I, you know the vibes, bro. You know the vibes. you know the vibes.
You good, bro?
Yeah.
This bag is scary. It's just like, oh man, serious. You know, now you think about smashing the homie, you know what I'm saying? All right.
Pipe it down, man.
Yo, hey, ain't nobody judging
you. You ever been with a chick who had a baby before?
No, I have not.
Apparently, they say, you know, the vagina is wider.
I mean, I could see that being accurate because if somebody nutted up in them. Because they couldn't pull out.
You're shaking it from that point.
They couldn't pull out because it was that good.
Yeah,
so I can see that by theory working, yes.
The fire coochie.
Yeah, I can see that.
But you know what I'm saying? It's saying is like, they're saying that after the birth, the coochie, you know, it hits a little different. You know, it salivates a little different.
You know what I always found interesting? Because, yeah, the female body is an interesting one because... like, when you really think about it, it's because you're talking about a woman that has a kid. When you really think about it, like, the kid came from there. And it's just like, what the fuck is my dick doing if a 8-pound, 8-ounce child was able to come out of there?
Sir, it's
my shit
back.
Ain't 8 pounds,
it's
bro.
It's back. And what you're talking about is the same way I'm talking about when a girl gets a train ran on her, right?
But no nigga walking in with an 8-pound dick... fucking widen up that shit. That's not happening. What's that?
No, this nigga's with 8-pound dicks.
Bro. There ain't no nigga with no 8-pound dick. Yeah, Shut the hell up. No, there is not.
Yo, the dude with the biggest dick in the world. Stop. It's a Mexican dude, man.
Stop. No 8-pound shit. It could be 12 or 15 inches long, but that shit ain't no 8 pounds.
No, the dude in Mexico has joined his huge paws.
This whole conversation paws now.
100%. Yo, his shit's like. It's down to
his, it's like, a whole it's a little person.
I think I think he had to get a dick reduction actually, or he's trying to get a dick reduction. But it's just,
yeah, because that's nuts.
He doesn't wear like pants like per se. Like he has to walk around with like a straw, like the walk, because his joint is just crazy.
There's no way.
It's to a point of a disability.
Are you sure he's not one of those Siamese twins that unfortunately the other child
Don't let me have to ruin my search history.
But they didn't want to cut the other child off. So one grew, the other dead one just stayed. Yeah. Like, is that situation? I'm not gonna believe. Bro, don't Google it. I don't want to see an 8-pound dick if there is an 8-pound dick. I don't want to see that shit, bro. Let's go into the topics, yo. We don't need to look at this shit.
Penis.
Bro, what Wi-Fi are you on, bro? What are you doing, yo?
Mexican man accused of exaggerating roast beef.
Exactly. Look at that. You see, I'm the type of individual that I just put forth logic into the world. And look, you got duped out here thinking there's an 8-pound dick.
Oh, Joe. Yo, so I was finagled.
Yes.
This whole time.
I love being right.
So Mexican man thought to have the world's biggest penis is accused of exaggerating as scans show is actually only 6 inches long, a foot shorter than he claims.
Okay. Pause. Timeout. How the fuck did he bamboozle so many people and they just had to look at him and be like, fam? Come on. How did he do this? So you're telling me he just put his own article out there and took no pictures of himself or photoshopped a huge ass bulge that was like a little person walking underneath him?
This is him. You saw that shit?
That doesn't even look like 8 pounds. Pause. Why you got me looking at that shit?
Look at that. That shit crazy. Yo, that's like...
What the fuck?
Not like it's not gay, but like, that shit wild right now.
So does the article...
Yo, he's taking wild pictures with it,
because he's a fucking doof, bro.
Yo, he's taking wild pictures with it.
He's a bozo, bro.
Like he all measured it, son. Like, look at that.
Okay, so...
Yo, you're doing a lot.
Okay, all right. Can you stop scrolling, please?
All right, then.
Okay, in the article, does it say what he used to bamboozle all you guys? All right,
so, his name is Roberto. Roberto. Mexico claimed to have 18.9-inch penis. He stretched it using weights, and now it's thought to be the world's biggest. A radiologist says that Mr. Penis is actually only 6 inches long. Dr. Jesus Pablo Gil Marie. Oh, that's you Latinos got like some names on you.
Y'all need to chill with the
whole obsessed with his thing. Penis. So he says like dude's obsessed with his penis size. So for some reason, hey Matt, hey bro, like there's one thing before we get into the topics, bro. Like if you got a small joint, like hey, like if you just gotta go like, all right, bet. That's all I got.
Man, I heard something. It was on a podcast, whatever the context was, but the dude was pretty much saying a father told him this, and he told him this at when he was 16 or 17, and he pulled his son aside and he said, yo, I just want to let you know, whatever you're working with right now, that's what you're going to be working with the rest of your life. So be good with it.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is right now, be good with it. Because that's what you got for the rest of your life. Learn how to make it work.
So here's in comparisons to a list of average penis sizes. So
are we really getting into this?
Pause.
But oh my god!
A blue whale has 96 inches in dick length.
Wait, whales have dicks?
Yeah, they do. 96 inches of them. Holy fuck, that's a lot.
Okay, yeah, whale is a mammal, so they don't lay eggs. That's a lot. I did not know they had a dick.
Elephants have 72 inches of penis.
Okay, yes. Elephant, yes.
Giraffe have 40 inches of penis.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense.
Walrus have 25 inches of penis.
Walrus?
Roberto has, has 18 Mom. Inches of penis. Yo, Roberto got the same length of penis as a pig, bro.
Wait, what?
Yeah, pigs got 18, dog.
Holy shit.
I've never seen a pig's dick before.
Yo.
Man.
Can we get into the topics, the
average,
man?
Average human is 5. Chimpanzee got 3 and a gorilla got 1.
What? No, you fucking liar, bro. You fucking liar. A gorilla got what?
Got 1 inch, bro.
How? It's a gorilla.
I don't know.
Yo, why God do the gorilla like that?
Oh my God.
Yo, gorillas must be so cheesed at God. Yo.
1 inch joint? Oh, Jesus.
Oh my gosh.
So I guess anything like half an inch would probably be like a micro penis to them.
I'm baffled by the fact that a gorilla is like what, 6-7 feet tall? Like they're big.
They're
like,
massive.
They big, bro.
Yeah.
And it's 1?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. All right, so let's get back into the topics.
We haven't started yet. You're talking about fucking Roberto.
Yeah. So, all right. So what we're really going to be talking about is some real pressing topics. I think the last couple of episodes, we've been hitting you with a lot of pressing topics. So please bear us as we, make changes internally here. So this is why we have to give you the fun topic. So I hope you learn something now.
You know. Oh, that's why you have to talk about penises?
No. Why? How did the penis come up?
You brought it up.
Hold on. What sparked it, though?
I didn't say penis, but I was saying messing with a woman that has a child, it makes you wonder what the fuck my dick doing. Mm-hmm. Because an 8-pound child came out your shit.
Yeah.
And I was saying, like, ain't nobody fucking with that. Mm-hmm. And then you started talking about a train. And I said, well, in a train, none of them dudes got an 8-pound dick. And then you said, well, let me tell you about this guy named Roberto. And then we went down that. So it was you.
Roberto's long swinging, man.
Bruh, Roberto's a false flagging, bro. You out here lying, bro.
He stretched his joint, though.
Shit still probably was 8 pounds.
I don't know.
But yeah, let's get to the topics. Okay.
Ladies, would you take 18 inches?
Of course not. They're crying at 12.
You know that's cap.
They're crying at 10.
That's cap.
They ain't taking no 18.
There's a few chicks out
there. And if they're taking 18, I don't want to be nowhere close to them because I ain't doing shit for you.
Something wrong with the police.
I ain't doing shit for you, yo. That shit is not no hallway, yo. That shit's a black hole. Yeah, my bad. Listeners, everybody that's following, I'm saying, that was just a teaser. The full episode is actually on our new page that we started. You can essentially go on any streaming service. We're up everywhere now, I believe. Just type in AD Presents, a podcast for the people. If you have any social media and you follow our Instagram page, links in the bio, all that good stuff, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just go there to get the rest of the thing and get the full thing, because right now you only get the tip. I'm saying, no pun intended, but yeah, man, this episode is definitely wild, to say the least. You know what I'm saying? So go check that out.